Okay. All right. So this is Anders Peterson. I'm the pastoral intern at Holland Village, summer 2012. And sitting with me in the great blue bombardier is...
Mary Beth McCauley.
And what's your story with Holden? Was this, have you been to Holden many times?
No, this is the first time I've been to Holden.
The first time you've been to Holden.
Exactly.
And how did you hear about it?
I was going to this Church of the Holy Spirit. And that's on Vashon Island, and I lived there. And the priest had come here, I think, two or three times, Carla. And she said, why doesn't a few of you come? And so I think 20 of us signed up. And so we came.
Wow.
Yeah, as a group.
Neat. And what was your experience of Holden coming up on the bus?
Oh, on the bus it was lovely. But it was too much at first because... I moved from Vashon 2 months ago to the 16th floor of a high-rise in Seattle,
okay.
Right in the middle of the city,
yeah.
And I live in a community of 500 people, so it was it was just a little too much,
yeah.
But I found ways of getting away, so that's, and now it's been fine, you know, after the second day, it was, you know, humans, we're very adaptable.
Yeah, right, you seek solitude up here, and it's actually, you have to kind of go and...
But you can find it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Cool. So you...
And I really enjoy the children. It's been just wonderful to see the kids and to watch the interactions, and because I'm not around that, so...
Cool. Very cool. So you mentioned that there was a specific story you wanted to...
My story.
Yeah.
I came into the dining room, and I knew that there was a toilet there because I remember using it before, and I tried to find it and I couldn't. And this lovely woman who was working in the dining room, she said, oh, let me show you. And so she took me by the registers where that toilet is and showed me, and she was just so lovely and so just perfect. So later in the day, when I was sitting there having my tea, she came to wipe the table off. And no, she was vacuuming. And I said, I'll put my feet up. Oh, no, it's just fine. And there again, her style was just lovely. And we ended up starting to visit a little bit. I don't know quite how it came to be, but she wanted to know about where I was coming from. Oh, we got onto the talk of college expense. And I'd gone to college, graduated in 84, and it was $300 a quarter plus books. And I told her about my experience, and I said, I just feel so bad for your generation, because I could tell she was in her early 20s. And she said, well, I haven't gone, or I'm not going to college, something like, either I haven't, or she's an art, she loves art, and she said, I don't know how I can make a living at that, and I really don't quite know what I want to do with myself, and, you know, families, and she started talking about her family. And for some reason, I said, well, where is your family? Oh, she said, I live in St. Paul. And I said, well, I'm from Minneapolis. And then we started talking about that. And then I said, well, where did your family come from? And she said, someplace in North Dakota. And she said, I can't remember. She said, maybe it was Fargo. I said, was it Fargo? And she said, no. I said, Minot? No. She said, it started with a W. And I said, was it Williston? And she said, yes. And I said, that's interesting. That's where my mother was from. My mother was raised. And she said, oh, I wonder if your mother knew my family. It was Rundhog. And I just looked at her, and all of a sudden I felt like I was going to cry. In fact, I feel like it now. The Rundhogs lived here, and my grandmother lived here. And they raised their children together. The Rundhogs had 12 children. And they were very, very poor. But my grandmother was, almost, she had a heart of gold on her. And at one time they were, and my grandfather was a construction worker, big time in Williston. But the Depression came along and they lost everything. Plus, I'm pretty sure he had a drinking problem, which was kind of another family secret. But my experience with Mrs. Rundhog was when I was around 4 years old. I can remember my mother taking me to Williston to see my grandparents. And Mrs. Rundhog talked me into singing with the Salvation Army. And I brought this up to Kristen, but she said she was really surprised to think of Salvation Army. I don't know why, but she was. And we used to continually joke about me singing with the Salvation Army. Well, then later in life, when I was probably 8 or 9 or 10, she would come to visit Mrs. Runhawk, and she would come often. And I got to know her quite well and loved her dearly. She was, and now remember, this is Kristen's great-grandmother. And she knew nothing about her. It was a family secret. And Kristen's grandmother, I know very, very well, because she was one of my mother's closest friends. But that her grandmother was ashamed of her mother and her father. I don't know anything about the father, the great-grandfather. It was kind of like she had 12 children. They must have hatched from something, because there was never any speech about the man. And I never met him. But her grandmother, Kristen's grandmother, I knew quite well. In fact, she was a real advocate for me when my mother became very ill. Because I lived in Seattle and my mother lived in Minneapolis, and that's where Kristen's grandmother lived. And Kristen's grandmother is dead. She's died of dementia, which I found really quite unbelievable, because this woman was with it all the time, very, very. And she overcame those roots, Lenora did. You could just tell she was going to bring herself up, and she became educated, and she had 2 children and impeccable house and sewed and did all those wonderful things. And Kristen, the woman I met here, really loved her grandmother, but did not know anything about her great-grandmother, Mrs. Runhawk. And so it was kind of a nice connection that I could tell her about her great-grandmother, and also for me to meet her, because these were very important people when I was growing up.
That's quite the story.
I thought so.
Holy smokes. So do you hope to develop a connection with
the past? We have. We've exchanged email. And see, I don't know her mother. In fact, this is the strange part. I have no memory of Lenora having any children. And yet she did. She had a daughter and a son. And Kristen is her daughter. So I don't know why I didn't know that, but I didn't, you know.
Wow.
This is...
What a special connection to her.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But I spoke to her, because I wouldn't tell this unless I got her okay today. And she said there's quite a few stories like that where people have these connections coming here. Yeah. Is that true?
I think so, but I think part of it is often through the Lutheran circle instead of just through, you know, neighborhood relationships. And that's what's so cool about this one, is that it's that 7 degrees of separation, that you're with these people and you never know.
I know.
Who among you is someone that has shared life with someone in your ancestry. That's pretty neat.
Well, also, one more thing.
Yeah.
Her great-grandmother, Mrs. Runhawk, was one of the most generous, loving people I've ever known. Mm. And it's too bad that I mean, this is, you know, how socioeconomic we are. Because she would always feed, my mother said she would always feed, you know, it was depression years. I was born in 37. And so my mother went through the depression, and Mrs. Runhawk always would put food out for people that came to her. In fact, it was known that that's where you come to get food. Even though she didn't have much food, she shared what she had. And she always had such a happy effect. That's the only word I can use. You know, where at that time a lot of people would be like this, and she wasn't. She was open-handed. Yeah, she made a big impression on me growing up. So I'm done.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, it's a wonderful story.